Hello again, Penny Droppers. How are you doing? Now, no doubt you've seen the title of the episode today as being The Art of Asking. But I reckon the questions that I'm talking about here are not going to be the ones that you're expecting. But, you know, we'll see. So a few years back, I found myself sitting in the Canberra airport. I had a glass of sparkling wine in hand. It was meant to be coffee, but I think the moment called for bubbles. And I was waiting for a flight home after hosting a keynote. And I do say hosting rather than giving on purpose because, I don't know, somewhere along the way, I realized that when I'm on stage talking, I can't help but pull people into the conversation. I blame the many years of hosting Talkback Radio for that because what starts as a story usually ends with me chatting with the audience, even interviewing people on the spot, and then their words get weaved into the whole talk. So my keynotes become this blend of part storytelling, part spontaneous interview, and then part let's see what happens next. So it's not the traditional approach, but it's how I find my connection with the room. Anyway, on this day, the room was buzzing. People seemed engaged, and I walked off stage feeling great, feeling like I'd done my job. But I remember as I sat in the quiet of the airport lounge, my emails suddenly started pinging. There was people from the audience thanking me for the session and then linking me to someone they thought I should meet. Another was sharing what had stuck with them. And then on social media, there were photos and people tagging me. They were posting pictures of themselves wearing clothes that made them feel like them, because that was something that I mentioned during the talk. And as I sat there in the kind of quiet of the airport lounge, I realized that I felt more connected to those audience members there than I had when we were all in the room together. It was as if the real conversation with them had only just begun. I mean, yes, the energy in the room had been quite electric, but the true power, that's a great pun, Penny, the true power was starting to happen in that airport lounge in what was an otherwise quite quiet moment. I realized that during the keynote, people were mostly absorbing, but now they were engaging, they were sharing, and they were expanding the conversation. And I don't know if it was the keynote itself that sparked the connection, but I think it was actually, and this is the point of this episode, the simple and almost unintentional questions that I asked at the end of it. Because I think those questions, more than anything, gave people the space and the permission to take what we'd started and let it grow beyond the room. So before I left the stage, I did something that I hadn't always been so intentional about, but I am now. I asked the audience to connect with me on email. Like, I actually put my email address up on the big screen and asked them to share what they were thinking about after the keynote. I even asked them to share something on social media and tag me, and I did this explicitly, which still makes me cringe. It feels so awkward to do. And I also asked them to link me up with someone else that they thought I should chat to, and they did. It was incredible. The other thing that I did is I followed up with most of the people that I had spontaneously interviewed during the session. And I asked them, are you okay if I share your story past this room? Because I think it's easy to assume that just because someone shared their story in front of a room full of people, they'd be fine with it being shared more broadly. But I've learned it's better to ask. So sitting there in the airport, I realized that those simple questions had sparked something bigger. I realized that the value of the conversation isn't just in what happens during the event or podcast or meeting. It's the ripples that come after. But they only start if you throw out a few stones. So whether you're hosting a podcast, a keynote, or hosting a keynote, still a weird thing to say, or even just a small meeting, I think there are three key questions that are useful to ask of guests, the audience, the participants, whoever it is that you are working with. So the first one is permission to share. So just because someone shares their story in the moment, it doesn't mean that they're comfortable with it being broadcast further or on other platforms. So always follow up with a, can I share this more widely in a blog, podcast, on social media? I think it's really a basic thing. It's about respect and letting people maintain ownership of their story. But even more than that, it validates their story. It gives them evidence that you've valued it. So permission to share. Now, the next question to ask is a bit awkward. It's for promotion and referrals. Your guest and audience members can become your biggest advocates, but we need to ask. We can say things like, what was useful from this that you could share with your network and they'd really appreciate you for it? Plus, often, your next great guest or idea will come from a referral or a recommendation. So don't forget to ask, who else should I be speaking to? Where else should I go? Sometimes people just need a gentle nudge to help spread your message or connect you up with someone. So promotion and referrals. And finally, ask them to connect with you and for feedback. So you can ask your audience or your guests or your participants to connect with you personally and invite them to share their thoughts. You might say, I'd love to stay connected and find out what stood out for you today, or what didn't I talk about today that I could have? What would you have added? As author Michael Bungay Stanier would attest to, people love to give advice. It's usually just a matter of giving them the opportunity. But I will say, just think about the way that you frame this so that you get feedback and connections in a way that serve you and is useful. So the three questions to ask: ask for permission to share, ask for promotion and referrals, and ask for connections and feedback. Now, there are so many different ways to ask these questions well, and these days I ask them quite differently than I did that day in Canberra, but the outcome is the same. They extend the life of the moment and they transform it into something lasting, because our audience isn't passive. They can become part of the ongoing story. Now, of course, the questions don't stop there. After every event, we also need to ask ourselves and our teams some critical questions too. That is where the real growth happens, but we will have more on that next week. Also happening very soon, in fact, this is maybe the last week that I'm going to say this for a little while, my Hour of Power sessions kick off. I am so excited about them. I want you to be too. If you want to know how to ask better questions, tell better stories, have better conversations, then you should come along. I really am using these hours just to share the best, most useful, practical stuff. Not a lot of fluff. What do they say? All killer, no filler. I'll try my best. But if you can, if the timing works, they're Monday lunch times, and if not this round, keep it in your mind because there will be more. Head over to my LinkedIn or go to my website, look for Hour of Power series. You can even just Google Hour of Power series Penny Terry and you'll see the tickets come up on Eventbrite. Do it. Or maybe send it to someone else who you think might benefit from one of these sessions. I need to go and finalize the details of my first one that's coming up, which is Ask Better Questions. So I am off to do that now. And I will talk to you next week. I will give you a full report. No, I won't do that. I will give you a very short bit of information on how it went. Talk to you then.